while holding a special potent herb that probably resembled a penis, the priest would chant, "You, O herb, are reputed to be the best of plants. Turn this man into a eunuch. Turn him into a eunuch who wears his hair dressed and wears a hood. Then Indra, with a pair of stones, shall break both his testicles. O eunuch, into a eunuch have I turned you. O castrate, into a castrate have I turned you. O weakling, into a weakling have I turned you. A hood upon his head and a hairnet do I place." The two canals fashioned by the gods, in which a man's power resides, in thy testicles, I break them with a club. And it's at this point the priest would probably crush the plant with a stone and say, "As a woman breaks reeds for a mattress, thus do I break thy member." The kinds of rituals enacted by the Atharvan priest are still important in popular Hinduism today, even though the Atharvan as such is not a familiar figure. There are many persons who conduct similar sorts of rituals for healing, providing protection from devils, and foretelling the future through astrology and other means. The most important sacrifices for Aryan religious life may have been, though, the Shrouter rites, particularly the fire sacrifice. Shrouter rituals were much more elaborate than other rituals, and were performed with less frequency. Yet much of the Veda was concerned with this type of ritual. Shrouter rites were conducted for different occasions, such as a coronation. Wealthy persons could also pay to have the rites performed on their behalf. Only members of the Brahmin or priestly class were able to enact these kinds of rituals. The Shrouter ritual required great skill, and only those with the training of a Brahmin had the requisite expertise. Indeed, as these rituals grew in importance for the Aryans, the Brahmins grew in power and prestige. A typical Shrouta sacrifice involved a team of Brahmins, each charged with different responsibilities. Setting up and performing the sacrifice might take several days or even weeks. Under Brahmin supervision, workers created a sacred space outdoors by erecting a temporary canopy using very precise measurements. Under the canopy, earthen altars were created to contain the sacred fires. Three altars corresponded each to a component of the Trilaka: earth, midspace, and heaven. The ritual performance began with the purification of the sacrificer. The sacrificer, by the way, was not the Brahmin, but the person who paid to have the ritual conducted on his behalf. And the sacrifices were not cheap. The sacrificer's wife's presence was necessary, even though she did not have a specific role in the ritual. Once the ritual was underway, the gods were invited to attend. Soma, the inebriating beverage, was drunk. An animal, such as a goat, was sacrificed and cooked. And then the sacred food was offered to the gods and eaten by the participants. The most important aspect of the sacrifice, however, were the hymns and prayers sung by the Brahmin priest. These were the verses of the Veda, and it was essential that they be chanted correctly. One Brahmin's sole responsibility was to be sure that the sacred words were accurately uttered. He corrected any mistakes made by the others. Mistakes rendered the ritual ineffective and perhaps even dangerous. Hence, the Brahmins placed great importance on the exact memorization of the Veda. Shrouter rituals were performed for a variety of reasons, but ordinarily they had very this-worldly aims. Sacrifices sought to improve the relationship of the sacrificer to the gods in order to achieve a greater success in business, to breed more and better cattle, to produce manly sons, to quote the Veda, and to promote health and longevity.